Well, 23 minutes gone into the first half here at Oriel Park. Dundalk, the league leaders, leading by 2-0. The first goal came from the boot of Pat Hoban to give him the... He came on 13 minutes, and that's his 13th league goal, so he's certainly confirming his status as the leading goal scorer in the league. Then Dylan Connolly got Dundalk's second goal. Dundalk have a change from the side that lined out last week against Waterford on Monday night. Dane Massey took a knock. It was a bit of a concussion. It looked as if it was. Obviously, it's not, but he took a bang on the head. He's on the bench tonight, and in for him is Dean Jarvis. So Dundalk line out as follows in goals. It's Gary Rogers. It's the two fullbacks then would be Dean Jarvis and Sean Hoare in the centre of the park. Then it would be Brian Gartland and Daniel Cleary, the five midfield, Chris Shields, Michael Duffy, Jamie McGrath, Dylan Connolly, Robbie Benson, and up front it's Pat Hoban. Substitutes, Gabriel Savra, Christian Ajoran, Carolise Chidukas, Dane Massey, Stephen Folan, Ronan Murray, Marco Tagajumi. So the two goals, Dundalk lead, but 13 minutes and 16 minutes. In the Dublin Derby, the evidence we have is that it's scoreless at the moment between Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians. Cork City lead by a goal to nil, a penalty after just a half a minute down in Inchicore in Dublin. And Waterford lead by 2-0 against Derry City. So at the moment, Dundalk leading here by 2-0. They got the two goals in the space of 2 minutes. It looked as if the avalanche was going to start, or the floodgates were going to open. But Bray have put their finger on the dike at least a little bit for the moment, and they've slowed down Dundalk's slow goals. But the latest score here at the moment, Dundalk leading here by 2-0.